106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration, don't fail me now.
It's time for Drive Radio, presented by Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. Whether you need help diagnosing a problem,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Or just want to learn about all things automotive.
Hey, how exactly does a positive track rear end on a Plymouth work?
It just does.
Then you've come to the right place. So start your engines, buckle up, and get ready to ride. Drive Radio starts now on KLZ 560 The Source.
All right, and we are up. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Well, we've got, of course, Josh Goff from Legacy Automotive, Ridgeline Auto Brokers in Boulder. Justin is with us as well. He's sort of the Ridgeline side, or the used car side, which we'll get in and talk about some used car things. Kent will be joining us from Novus Auto Glass here in a moment. We'll get him on the air as well. So any of you guys that have glass questions, by the way, we'll have Kent on, and we'll put him on kind of a backdoor. Charlie, put him on line four, by the way, if you would, please, so that we've got all of our other lines open that way. And that way we'll have Kent just join us and hang out with us here for a little bit on air. He was going to drive down today, but I can't say as I blame him for not.
Don't blame him.
Yeah, don't blame him at all.
Live program today, 420, and all of you know what the snow did over the weekend. And depending upon where you're at, some got more snow than others. Folks that have called in even in the last hour that are way out east got maybe an inch or so. Those of us on the west side, I have 6 to 8, depending upon where you're measuring. Some of us got quite, I have enough snow where, you know, as always, which I absolutely hate, broke some tree limbs and things like that, which is always a cleanup. But hey, let me do this. I'm going to put Kent on second channel. Kent, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How's John this morning?
We are good. What is the snow like where you are?
Well, there's no moisture at all. Just cold, 36 degrees.
Yeah. Sorry. If you're going to get cold, might as well have a little moisture with it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're up there with the farmers.
Yep, they would like the moisture.
They would like that, absolutely. All right, so before we get rolling along, Kent, because of days like today, and even the last couple of days, I have not inspected glass completely, which I should, but, you know, I could hear a couple of different pops the last couple of days. You know what that means. What's the rule of thumb on when something like that happens? You get a chip in the windshield, there's a star. What do you do next?
Well, if you get a chip in the windshield this time of year, I'd recommend getting it fixed right away. This cold weather, you're running your defroster on the inside, you know, that heat, cold expansion, get it fixed, because that's when they tend to crack out faster than any other time.
Okay. Now, is there things they should avoid doing if it's a few days before they can actually get that fixed?
Well, they could keep it inside if they can. Try not to run the defroster as much as you can.
Okay.
And just get it fixed.
What about car washes?
Oh, I would avoid the car wash as much as you can.
Okay. Now, we've also in the past, there's little stickers that you guys actually can give out. You could also put a little sticker over it. And those of you that don't have the stickers, even a piece of Scotch tape or something to keep any grime and grit and crud from getting down in there is not a bad idea either, right?
Yeah, that would help a bunch. Put a sticker on it, put a piece of tape on it, cover it up, keep the moisture out, keep the dirt out, and then get it fixed as quick as you can.
And the reason for that, I'm assuming, Kent, from talking to you over the years, is we just want to keep that area as clean as possible, so when you go to fix it, it's a clean fix, right?
That's correct. Once the dirt gets in there, you can't get it out, so keep it clean. It repairs a lot nicer, and it looks a lot better when you're done.
Got it. All right. And for those of you listening, we can do that. We've got locations actually all the way up in the Fort Collins, Loveland area. We've got one location. Then Kent and Judy are up in the Sterling area. And again, if you need a windshield replaced, we'll get into some of that as well, Kent, with all the different things that are happening along those lines. And for some of you listening, you think windshield replacement is easy. Kent, you can verify that it's not like it used to be, is it?
No, it's not. It gets more complicated all the time. The more electronic gadgets they put on this car, the harder the windshield replacement gets.
Yep. All right. Lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. And just because we have Kent on a phone line doesn't mean we don't have all of our lines available. We do. We've got him on a kind of a backdoor line. So feel free. You can call in 303-477-5600. Give us a call. We'll get you right on. You can text us a question as well. 307-200-8222. 307-200-8222. Question of the day. And this kind of goes along with, I kind of thought about this because of these two joining me, Josh and Justin joining me today. But the question of the day today is, what car or truck would you never own? And Kent, I'll throw you into this as well. So what car or truck would you never own and or recommend? I'll give you an example. This kind of came up with a client of mine that was looking for a new car. One car was damaged, so they're looking to buy a new car. So I got a text message on Thursday asking, what do I think of this particular car? Blah, 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 blah. Well, the very first word was enough for me to say no, because it said Maserati. Now, a lot of you that think that'd be a great car to own, it's a famous name and all of that, at the end of the day, and I'm sorry to say this, but at the end of the day, while it's a very sleek, sexy, beautifully made cars, they drop like a rock the minute you buy one and will continue to do so even in the used car end of things. Am I right, Josh?
Yeah, very true.
They are literally, it's like throwing a cinder block in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exaggerating. They drop that fast, and I do not, well, I mean, I kind of know why, but I don't know why it's so bad. Is it the repair side, or what is causing the drop the minute you buy one of those?
I think it's keeping it running, you know, the repair side.
Everybody that owns one, once you do, knows what that cost is, right?
Exactly.
It is, and everybody listening, it's not because, and by the way, it's not because it's a bad car per se. It's just a very expensive car to own, and it's expensive because of not only the repair side, but then what you're losing on the depreciation side, because it's heavy. And I don't know if there's a car, and this is where you guys can chime in. Is there a car brand any worse in you guys' eyes?
I don't think so.
Land Rover is maybe close.
Some of the other luxury brands are that way, too. I mean, I've always said if you want to own a luxury car like a Mercedes or Land Rover, lease it for 2 years, 3 years, and then turn it back in. Yeah. It's usually a better way to use your money than buy that car.
Okay. This is a question for you guys on the used car side. How do people determine, you know, where do they go to determine what those, without calling you on the phone, where do they determine what those drops on brands are? What's a good rule of thumb, or where do they go to find that?
You know,
without contacting us, because we kind of know just because we're in it daily, but if you're not, how do you find that out?
I think the way to find that out would actually be call a new car dealership and ask them what you can buy the car for after a 3-year lease. Okay. Then you kind of know what they're guessing that the residual value is going to be in 2 years or three years.
Okay.
That would give you, I mean, it's not going to be exact, but I think it's
fairly,
they
have pretty good actuaries that, to your point, they're not always accurate.
Not
and that's
always.
Where sometimes a lease, and we'll talk about that today even, sometimes where a lease can be very advantageous because maybe they misfigured some things.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, maybe they thought it was going to drop a lot more than it actually did. You get to the end of the lease, the car's worth a lot more than what the lease actually, you know, what the lease actually states it should be. That's a win for you. You buy the car, do whatever you want to at that point, flip it, keep it, etc. On the same token, they can miss it by, hey, they think that car is worth X amount and it's worth half of what that dollar amount is. And on a lease, at that point, you just walk away, hand it back, and move on. Although, this is a question again for you guys. How often do they miss it nowadays?
I don't think they miss it by much anymore. But if anyone has a lease, I'd recommend calling, you know, a dealership like us and asking us what we would buy that car for before just turning it back into the manufacturer's dealership.
Okay.
Just to make sure you're not leaving money on the table, because that's what they're going to do, is they're going to pocket the difference when they resell the car.
Well, and here's where typically you know that you're really good on the side of the lease and not on the bad side. If they're calling you 6 months prior to your lease ending, wanting you to come in and get you out of that, that means you have good upside. They know exactly what Justin just said is there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pocket that extra money. and do really well, and you'll be enticed because they're going to make you a really great deal. Hey, let's get you out of that lease now, a little early. In fact, we'll get you out of that early. Normally, it'd be 6 months from now, but we'll get you out of it early. We'll make you a great deal on a new car. Right then and there, you know the value of your car at the end of that lease is going to be up.
They're
going to
give you $1,000 repeat buyer. And they're going to make $5,000 or $6,000 on your car.
Correct. So another good way of knowing how that works. I will also say this, and I know people do it. I still question at times why. I mean, I guess I do know why. But unless you're a business owner, in my opinion, not that I'm always right, but in my opinion, you should never lease a car. The only time a lease works for somebody in that realm is if you've got the ability to expense that car out in your business. Otherwise, I have no idea why anybody would ever lease a car on an individual basis. Your thoughts, guys?
The only time I'd probably disagree with that is if someone gets bored very fast.
And you have a lot of cash.
And you have a lot of cash.
If you can afford it, have a lot of cash, you get bored easily, want a new car every 2 years, knock your socks off.
And one thing that people don't understand is even on a lease payment, there's still an interest rate being charged against that.
Right.
So you were still paying the bank juice on that.
What's that old saying? Nothing's for free?
Nothing's for free.
All right. I got a couple of text messages in on cars they would ever own. Somebody just texted, it would never own a Tesla Cybertruck. Well, there's a big recall on those, of course, right now. Not that I think that's going to affect the sale of them. But, yeah, that's probably one. You know, again, they were, in the not-too-distant past, over 200K. If you had one and you resold it, you could get over 200K. That market has changed. They're now, you can pretty much buy a Cybertruck today. If you can buy a new one, good luck. But you can buy a used one pretty much today in the 150, 160 range. So they've dropped an easy 50K from where they were even just a couple of months ago. So, yeah, that's one that I frankly would not own as well. Somebody else said, and this is going to really probably tick off some, although I'm one of these people, please don't hate me, Toyota Tacoma, I'd never own one. Just me personally, I know they're a great resale. They hold their value extremely well, but it is a vehicle that I just hate driving. Whether the new one will be any different or not is yet to be seen. They're, in the past, have always been underpowered, gas guzzling, and they drive like a semi-truck. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. That truck feels like you're driving a full-size truck, even though it's a mid-size, they're not compacts, but it's a mid-size truck. And I've never understood, other than the Toyota nameplate, the allure to a Toyota Tacoma. But that's me talking, and I know I'm probably ticking some people off by saying that.
And what about overpriced?
Well, that's a whole nother conversation. But okay, we'll come back, talk more. Kent, you hang with us. If you guys have questions when it comes to the used car end of things, we've got, of course, Josh and Justin here from Ridgeline Auto Brokers and Legacy Automotive. Kent's with us from Novus Auto Glass. He'll be with us here for at least an hour, if not more. So if you got a question on Auto Glass, by all means, let us know on that as well. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Here are the three C's of high performance in less than 60 seconds. Your engine piston rings must have good compression, which makes good combustion, which saves cash at the pump. But you lose compression when piston rings clog with carbon. Today's engines use low tension rings, which clog much easier, which lowers compression. combustion, and the amount of cash in your pocket with higher fuel cost and expensive repairs. This problem can be fixed as fast as your next oil change. The best service shops use a BG product that cleans the engine and accomplishes the three C's in just 15 minutes. It has three letters, EPR, as in engine performance restoration, that cleans piston rings and restores compression, which increases and saves you. Find a shop with BG products at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. So, at your next oil change, remember the three C's. You will find more of this in your engine and this in your pocket when you clean your engine with
BG.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
If you're looking for great quality eye care, look no further than Stack Optical. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, Alan Stack has been taking care of our optical needs. At Stack Optical, they handle all of your eyewear needs with glasses, prescription glasses, shooting glasses, sunglasses, contacts, eyeglass repairs, and yes, even eye exams. And those eye exams are only $69. And if you've been told you've got a complicated prescription, that's just one of the specialties at Stack Optical. At Stack Optical, they have their own on-site lab, and in most cases, you can have your new glasses in just 2 to 3 days. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, free and up-close parking. Call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or visit stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Attention Denver drivers, are you tired of the same old routine when it comes to car maintenance? Well, it's time to experience automotive excellence like never before at Toy Axis Denver. At Toy Axis Denver, we're your trusted partners in automotive care and specialize in Toyota, Lexus, and Honda and Subaru vehicles with a commitment to quality and customer satisfaction. We've been serving the Denver community for years, providing top-notch service. But that's not all. Our experienced and friendly staff goes the extra mile to ensure your vehicle receives the care it deserves. From routine maintenance to major repairs, our certified technicians use state-of-the-art equipment and high-quality parts to keep your car running smoothly. Plus, at Toy Access Denver, we believe in transparency and honesty. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward and fair prices that put you in the driver's seat. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Visit Toy Access Denver today at toyaccessdenver.com to learn more about our services and schedule your next service appointment. You can also call 303-722-0234. Toy Access Denver, where automotive excellence meets customer satisfaction. Drive with confidence. Drive with Toy Access Denver.
And we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Again, Kent from Novus with us up in Sterling. And they didn't get the moisture that we've got. So not that that matters one way or the other on a day like today. But you had a question when it comes to the glass end of things or even the recalibration side of it. By all means, let me know. Again, Josh and Justin, both from Legacy Automotive and Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to take care of all of you. If you have a question by any means on any of this, please give us a call, 303-477-5600. Mike in Highlands Ranch, you're next, sir.
Hi, John. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
I thought I would comment on the Tacoma.
Go for it.
I am a 4Runner owner, and I will tell you that they are underpowered, underbraked, they burn through fuel, their motors run like tractors, there's no smoothness, The suspension is frankly a joke when it comes to soaking things up. And I recognize my hypocrisy here because I mean, hey, come on.
But it's still, at the end of the day, a versatile vehicle.
But he absolutely loves it, though.
Yeah. Then is my daily driver for the reason you mentioned. It's reliable. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, okay. Yeah. But is it worth it? It's a POS, okay? It's a reliable POS.
Got it.
And I own a lot of exotics. I've owned all kinds of wonderful cars. This is not one of them. But in the new Toyota, which will be the new 4Runner, which will be out, I had a discussion with, I managed to get through to the North American VP, and I said, so, you tell us all about the performance. And so did you fix the brakes? I had dead silence.
Oh, no.
So you EOS brakes.
Yep.
Which I have on the Toyota that I own now and the previous one that was destroyed in an accident. The first thing I did when I drove it off the showroom floor was replace the brakes.
Yep.
They don't stop worth a darn.
No, the plus side, and Mike, this is why people continue to, well, I think there's several reasons why people continue to buy and own. One is the versatility of the car, the space, what you can do with it, the off-road capability and so on, definitely there. And there's very few, if any, especially when it comes to 4Runner, there's very few, if any, vehicles that compete with that same level. Yeah, you can go do some Jeeps and some other things, but they're still not what the 4Runner is at the end of the day. Now, the Tacoma, different story. Actually, quite a few vehicles that actually compete with the Tacoma very well. That's a whole other conversation. 4Runner, though, does have its own cult following because of the things that I just stated. Now, I also will say this, Mike, and I want to get your opinion on this. I think a lot of people own 4Runners for no other reason than to say they own a 4Runner.
Oh, I think that's right. But
here in Colorado, by the way. It's the in... You know, I don't know what you call these particular individuals that would own them, but it's sort of the in thing to own, and so they do for no other reason than to say, hey, I have a 4Runner.
Absolutely. And all of your other points are well taken and well thought through. I couldn't agree more. The other interesting one, and I'm since I don't have the fade the heat like you do, I don't get, and I think you used to have a shop that did this. I don't get the Jeep thing. They're noisy. They're rough. Their suspensions are horrible. They don't stop.
It's a Jeep thing, Mike.
You're lucky if you can keep them upright.
Well, you know what Jeep stands for, Mike, don't you?
No.
Just empty every pocket. That's why I sent the kids to college with those things, Mike. I mean, no, everything you're saying, absolutely true. I cannot disagree with anything you're saying.
Me too, and I've owned 10 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Cannot disagree, Mike.
I own two of them right now.
No, what's funny is I understand what you get them for. But what the people that buy them now is they're not going off-road in any way, shape, or form.
They are not.
And I have to laugh, and I'm going, you just got sodomized.
There are better vehicles to own for most people that would be out there using them, and the ones that really crack me up are still the guys that have all of the lifts and everything on the thing known to mankind, and they might go off-roading once, twice a year when it's all said and done. And no offense, the stock vehicle that they had would have done everything along the way. Again, not criticizing. We live in a free country. Do what you want.
No.
That's the fact that we have today, is you can still go and buy and do what you want with that vehicle. I never, by the way, Mike, ever want to change that. I want people to be able to do whatever they want to do with said vehicle, within reason. I still think there's some things that people do with vehicles that are absolutely stupid and insane. But, we live in a free country, and you should have the ability to drive and buy whatever you want to.
John, another point very well taken, and that's exactly correct, and I couldn't agree with that more. That's whatever blows your hair back,
yep.
I think that's wonderful.
I don't ever want to change
right
that, Mike. In fact, I want people having the ability to buy whatever they want.
That's right. And I would, in my opinion, and like I say, the Jeep right out of the box is a remarkable off-road piece of equipment. You don't have to change anything to go to some places that will amaze
yeah.
you.
Yeah, from the old days, even, Mike, of what you used to have to do with a vehicle to get to some of the places, even when I was growing up, just to go hunting and fishing. And Josh and I are kind of in agreement here, Mike. You know, my four-wheeling through all of the years, even owning stores and building the particular vehicles that a lot of people went and did things, I was never a guy to just go four-wheeling to go four-wheeling. I want the destination.
Right.
Why am I going there, and what am I going to do once I get there? I was never one of those who just build something so I could overcome some obstacle to me. Again, a lot of you love doing it. Fine. More power to you. Not me, Mike. I am all about where am I going and how am I going to get there.
You're prescient, John. You know, egad, that sounds like an intelligent, well-thought-out idea.
Well, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, Mike, but
my fear
with the whole off-road crowd, and again, I was very much a part of that for some 30-plus years, built vehicles to go do extreme things that guys wanted to do. Unfortunately, I think for some of those individuals, not all, but for some of those individuals, it's like the rolling coal crowd. If they're not careful and if they don't curtail some of what they're doing in the off-road world, they're not going to be able to do that because the left is going to shut them down.
And we've seen it firsthand.
That is correct.
Go ahead, Josh.
How many trails are closed now because the wrong guys went up there and did the wrong thing and ruined it for all
that's
of us?
Right.
Yep. I could probably do an entire show on because, guys need to be, guys and gals need to be thinking about what you're doing, what you're posting. That's the other thing, guys. Social media can be a killer for some of this because when you're posting some of the outlandish things people are doing, it's not good for the rest of the motoring public.
Well, no kidding. I mean, you can do 150 miles an hour from Colorado Springs to Denver.
Post it, though.
But don't tell me about it,
correct.
You moron.
Correct.
I'm sorry. All right, I don't mean to get off on it. Great show.
Thank
Love
you, Mike.
Listening to you.
No,
you
appreciate
know.
You, man. All appreciate right. you. Have a great one, by the way. Kent, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Jeep's one of those vehicles everybody needs to own at least one.
You have to almost get it out of your system, by all means. Absolutely, Kent. All right, guys, we'll come right back. Kurt Rogers also should be with us here for just a little bit today. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And as I always say, if you need anything mortgage-wise, which applies to a lot of things that we're talking about today, by the way, when it comes to transportation and so on, by all means, give Kurt a call today. All of our sponsors, by the way, everybody that's a part of what we do here, you can find them on our website, drive-radio.com. We'll be right back. This is Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Never know how. You need to count on your vehicle several times each day. That's why Napa Auto Care Centers count on nothing less than the knowledge and skills of ASE-certified technicians to maintain and repair your vehicle. Napa Auto Care Center technicians study and pass rigorous testing to stay trained on today's vehicle technology for both domestic and import vehicles. To give you confidence in a job done right, on time, the first time, visit your Napa Auto Care Center today. Find a location at NapaOnline.com.
Napa know-how!
If your engine doesn't leak oil, but you have to add to it between oil changes, where does the oil go? The problem occurs when piston rings clog with carbon and then allow oil to blow by the pistons and burn in combustion chambers. The best service shops use a BG product that cleans the engine in just 15 minutes. Find a shop with BG products at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. It will protect your engine and your pocketbook. Find a shop now. Go to bgfindashop.com.
You want to protect your classic car in the event of an accident on the way to a car show or a surprise Colorado hailstorm, but you shouldn't insure your classic car the same way you'd insure your everyday vehicle. Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts will get you the right coverage for your classic car. Just like with any other form of insurance, Paul and his team at GIA will shop the entire market at no extra charge, hunting for the right coverage at the best price. Remember, GIA works for you, not a specific insurance company, so they have more options. Unlike other forms of insurance, though, you should not insure your classic car based on cash value. You've put a lot of work into that car, so the real value far exceeds the book price. GIA will make sure your vehicle is insured up to a stated value to protect your investment. Get the right insurance from GIA. Call 303-423-0162.
Have you ever thought about owning a classic car, hot rod, older truck, or an out-of-the-norm vehicle? Worldwide Vintage Autos is the place to go for all your vintage car and truck needs. With over 80,000 square feet of indoor showroom and warehouse space, they make the shopping experience easy. Every vehicle they sell is checked out by their own staff and is verified as a roadworthy vehicle, and this includes consignment vehicles. When you buy a vehicle from Worldwide, it's a vehicle you can safely drive home. They sell over 1,200 vehicles a year, and most of their inventory comes from people like you and me. If you want to eliminate the hassle of selling your vintage or unique vehicle, give them a call today. By the way, sign up today for the VIP list. They'll give you updates on all their new inventory that the general public doesn't see yet, and it's at a discounted price. Worldwide Vintage Autos. Don't let the name fool you. They sell worldwide, but their showroom is right here in Denver. Find them today at worldwidevintageautos.com or call 877-378-4679 and make sure you tell them John Rush from Drive Radio sent you.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right. Charlie just told everybody, stay close to your mics. Yeah, because I'm loud. So I reverberate back through everybody else's mics. Kent's not a problem for Kent today. He's up at Novus Autoglass Sterling. Kent, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it. We've been talking, what car or truck would you never own? Kurt Rogers is also here. Now, really quick, I want to dovetail into Kurt because he's here, and I think this applies. Unfortunately, and this is where I want to get Kurt's opinion, and by everybody, this is just me talking, not trying to offend anybody anyway, although, as you guys all know, I'm pretty much a straight shooter, and it just sort of blurts out of my mouth, and it's sort of a downfall that I have at times. But, Kurt, question for you. When people have a issue maybe buying the wrong car with the wrong loan and the wrong financing, does that dovetail into bad mistakes they make when it comes to mortgages as well?
30% of the time.
I figured you would say that.
Yeah, 30% of the time.
Explain.
A lot of people, when they come in, they'll tell us what they're looking to do, and we'll present the product that fits that need. You better present the product they're expecting to see also.
Mm.
Because if you just show them what's the right loan and they're thinking a 30-year fixed versus a simple interest loan, they're not coming back to that simple interest.
I see.
And they'll leave.
I see. So even though they should be open-minded and listen to all of the options, they don't.
Well, it's the same way when you go in to buy a car. If you're telling the person what you want in a car and they give you this car and you're thinking, I want a 4Runner, but it really should be this one over here, you're going to leave because you want a 4Runner.
Yeah, we had that conversation during the break a little bit. And folks, really, I can tell you this because I get a lot of different car buying questions that come in, either the text line or email. And I do my best to try to help people through these decisions. But I can tell you that typically by the time I get to the end of most, not all, but by the time I get to the end of most of the questions that have come in, and I have said, this is probably, out of the three choices you gave me, this is probably the choice that you should be making. I guarantee you when it's all said and done, it's not the choice they made because it doesn't fit the style or the whatever they want to be seen in end of things. And I, you know, and I'm not trying to be boastful here, guys, but I'm a guy that owns a lot of vehicles. You all, some of you know exactly what I own, and I'm not going to get into all that, but I own some interesting vehicles. But yet, for the majority of the time, I'm driving a Chevy Bolt. It's not a high-end vehicle that you want to be quote-unquote seen in, but at the end of the day, I don't care. I'm more worried about what am I doing to get from A to B, and is it a practical thing to do? And that's my biggest concern. What I'm seen in is the least of my worries. Make sense?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of people buy cars because it's what they want to be seen in, not what's most practical for them or their family. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And you guys are on the used car side. You see this as much as anyone.
Oh, but we're guilty of it, too. I mean, I've owned a WRX. I shouldn't have bought that car. I've owned two Wranglers. I shouldn't have bought either one of those cars.
Kent, have you ever bought a car you shouldn't have owned?
Yes, I have.
Garage full of.
The difference. Okay, I want to put a caveat into this, and Kurt will understand this. When you get to a level financially where you want to buy and own whatever you want to buy and own, you know what? Be my guest.
Go for it.
Fine. I have no problem with that. My issue is where, and Kurt can see this more than probably anyone, and you guys, Josh and Justin, even Kent, you see this. When you can't afford to pay attention and you're owning something you shouldn't, that's where personally I have an issue. That's just me.
And you have a fiduciary responsibility. You also have what I call a human responsibility to try to guide that person into a more stable position.
Right.
Because if not, they'll leave you and go somewhere else. But try to teach them and show them there's another option.
Okay, so this is a question for all of you, all four of you, by the way. Can that be done with some individuals, or are they just going to do whatever they want to do no matter what? I'll start with you, Kurt.
And I'll go back to the time I was in the car business. People would come in to me and say, I want to buy a van. Because I have, and I'd ask them why. Because I have family that comes into town once a year, and they're here for 2 weeks, and I want to be able to haul them around.
So rent a car during
I'd
that
say,
time.
What's the car you drive now? What's the use of that car? And they may need a Camry or a Corolla, for example.
Right.
I do the same thing. Folks, rent this car. You don't pay the insurance on it. You're not putting all them miles on it. This
for
is the
once
car.
Once a year time frame, rent it.
Some of them would say, well, thank you very much, and they go that way. Other ones would say, no, I want the van. I'd say, okay, fine, let's go find you one.
So I'm going to go buy a van for that one time a year use.
That's what they wanted.
Okay, so I'll ask, whatever. Josh, will go to you next. Can you ever switch somebody's mind around when it comes to these conversations?
It's hard. It's hard to do.
Okay. Justin, you're next.
I think Josh and I lose a lot of business. I think we lose a lot of sales because we try to make vehicles that are reliable and we try to sell vehicles that are reliable. And sometimes someone still wants a LR4 Land Rover. And
even though that's the worst choice they could ever go
even
buy.
Even though you tell them they need a RAV4.
Right.
Kent, you? I mean, you're kind of on the sideline of this, although on the glass side of it, you see the same thing when it comes to customers. Can you ever convince somebody of buying the right thing?
Yes, you can. Once they start paying for repairs, paying for glass.
Good one. In other words, once they're down the road a little bit, you can convince them.
Yes. And once I see this all the time, these people in the rural areas go to the city and buy a luxury car or inexpensive car. They bring it to the rural areas. There's no one to work on it, no one to get parts. They never buy the second one. They change their mind after that. They never go back and buy.
So in other words, they buy that one time, make that one time mistake, and they've learned from it, and then they realize I shouldn't have done that.
Exactly. You need parts and mechanics that'll work on that stuff that you buy in these rural areas.
Okay, so by the way, Kent, no different here in the metro area. The person that I was talking to this past week, and not trying to beat this person up, and you know, love this person dearly, by the way, But when they said, should I buy a Maserati? And my number one answer, literally, that one didn't take me like 5 seconds to answer back on a text message. No, a car I would never own for obvious reasons. And Kent, in this particular case, yeah, they will listen to me and not buy that car. But even in this metro area, that's an example of a car not to own. Unless you got a ton of money. If you got a ton of money, you want to own one, be my guest. Go for it. Have fun.
And it's different if that's not your daily driver. If you can drive it part-time, go ahead and own it if you got the money.
And if you want to take the depreciation hit, fine. Just remember that car is going to drop like a rock the minute you buy it.
Yep. And I see it all the time in the rural areas. No one will work on some of that stuff or knows how. So you're wasting your time.
That can happen in the metro area as well, Kent. For example, sorry if guys that own Land Rovers. If you own a Land Rover, fine, great, more power to you. But there is only but a handful of places in town that will actually help you work on your Land Rover, whether it be independent or even on the dealer side, Kent.
Yeah, and if you do find that one mechanic like Josh working on it, I guarantee you they'll probably never work on a second one if they do take it.
Great example.
You're going to pay for that experience.
Great example.
You know, people forget about the maintenance side. And actually, I'm curious, Kent, can you give us an example of a car that has an inexpensive windshield versus a car that has a very expensive windshield?
Okay.
What's an expensive windshield?
Really quick, I'm going to take a break, Kent. Hold that thought. Okay. Great question, because I think that applies also to some of these thoughts of what vehicle do I actually go out and buy. Kent, hold that thought. We'll come back and answer that. Great question, Justin. This is Drive Radio KLZ 560.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Napa Know-How!
There's something special about Napa Auto Care Centers. They're backed by the national strength of Napa. Nationwide warranties honored by thousands of locations. You know, that's Napa know-how. But more importantly, your Napa Auto Care Center is independently owned and operated by neighborhood professionals who operate by a written code of ethics. Put your vehicle in the hands of ASC-certified technicians who will greet you with a smile you can trust. Visit us today at NapaOnline.com.
Napa know-how!
You're driving down the road and out of nowhere comes a bang. A huge rock just hit your windshield and now you have a star in your windshield. Did you know that chip can be fixed? But who is the best? Who has the best resins that keep developing them to work with the newest windshields? That would be Novus Autoglass. Novus, which is the Latin word for innovate, invented windshield repair in 1972, and it still leads the industry in cutting-edge technology, backed by more patents than any other repair and replacement company. While other glass repair services offer limited warranties, or worse, none at all, you can trust the original Novus pros to stand behind their work with a full refund that you can use towards a windshield replacement for the life of your windshield. Find a Novus location near you by going to any of our websites, ready-radio.com, drive-radio.com, or fixitradio.com. Just click on the Novus link. That's Novus Autoglass.
Top auto manufacturers admit that today's high-tech engines on average can use a quart of oil every 1,000 miles. Why? To meet the government's fuel economy mandates, they use the faster-moving, low-tension piston rings that can clog quickly, reducing power, causing poor fuel economy. The Performance Oil Service from BG Products cleans piston rings and restores the fuel system. And it's backed up with lifetime protection for the engine. Ask your service advisor about the BG Performance Oil Service or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You are responsible for making sure that you are properly insured, but you're not alone. While Paul Leuenberger believes in personal accountability, He wants to make sure he's setting you up for success as your home and auto insurance agent. Paul will teach you about how you can save money on your premium while being fully covered in case of a loss. Your insurance should be for emergencies, not petty cosmetic issues. Insurance is not a coupon, your bank account, or for maintenance. Paul Leuenberger will tell you that your insurance is for emergencies. And when you work with Paul, you'll be rewarded for your diligence. Ask him about their incentivizing rebate program. Take a higher deductible and take responsibility. It's just one of the ways they can afford to keep their rates low. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for your insurance coverage. Call Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance now at 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789.
Picture this. You're cruising down the open road, the wind in your hair, and the sun on your face. Now imagine doing it in a car that looks as good as the day you drove it off the lot. That's where Protec Auto Shield and Nano Coatings comes in. Protec, the name you can trust for top-tier automotive protection. Your car isn't just a set of wheels, it's an investment. And we're here to make sure it stays pristine. Step inside our cutting-edge facility, where we craft the latest in automotive protection. Our advanced paint protection films acts like an invisible force field, shielding your car from road debris, rock chips, and whatever Mother Nature throws your way. And for that showroom shine that lasts, our premium ceramic coatings offer unbeatable protection against dirt, water, and those harsh UV rays. But Protec isn't just about the exterior. We care about every detail, inside and out. Our interior protection products ensure spills, stains, and wear and tear are a thing of the past. Worried about making the right choice? Our expert team is here to guide you, ensuring your car gets the treatment it deserves. Elevate your driving experience with Protec Auto Shield and Nano Coatings, because your car deserves the best. Visit ProtecAutoShield.com today or call 303-423-2841 and shield your investment with confidence. Drive on, protected with Protec Auto Shield.
All right, Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Tom, before I take your call, Kent, Justin asked you prior to break, you know, thinking about, you know, when people are buying new or used, and nobody ever really thinks about the cost of a windshield, which I think they should, because that cost is going to be there, whether it's through a higher insurance rate or they're self-insuring and doing these on their own. When you look at that end of it, is that a factor when you're looking at cars, Kent?
It's a big factor. We're seeing it more and more all the time. If I was to buy a new car now and wanted to save some money, I'd buy one with the fewest bells and whistles on it I could find.
As far as the automated, you know, the driving help, you mean?
Yeah, the self-driving help, the lane departure warning systems, crash detection. The more of that is on, it's all fastened to the windshield. The more of that you have, the higher the cost of the windshield. And it just gets more and more all the time. And you have to do more to not just replace the windshield, you have to recalibrate it. It just adds a lot of expense. And the second one I advise...
Okay, really quick before you move on. Adds expense, like what's the ticket average when you start looking at some of those high-end windshields with recalibration? What's the total cost?
On average, you're ended up $800 to $1,500, $2,000 on some of those windshields. The windshield itself is higher, plus you have to recalibrate.
Okay.
And it does, it makes your insurance higher. One, you know,
right.
The more you buy, the more it costs us.
Okay, continue. Sorry, I just wanted to get that price.
No, that's fine. And the other one I'd buy, like a generic vehicle, like a Chevy pickup where there's so many of them out there, or a Ford pickup, there's more parts available. In general, they're cheaper. If you buy a car that's made 1 year only, those parts are usually higher.
Okay.
But I definitely watch that on the new vehicles. If you want something cheaper, buy a plain car.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Good. By the way, good advice. Appreciate that. Tom, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, John, this is Tom. I just got I got a youngin here, kind of a youngin, a kid that wants to buy a Lexus, a new one.
Okay.
And I'm just, well, you know, gosh, we went to a dealership. I mean, first, I don't like the snooty attitude, you know. I mean, geez. Anyway, $52,000, and then they have all these add-ons, like $62,000 probably out the door. And then,
really quick, I'm going to back up, Tom. How old of a driver, you say young driver, are we talking teens or early 20s, 30s? What are we talking?
Yeah, early 20s. 21.
Don't buy that car.
Yeah, I tell them that.
Yeah, now, don't buy that car. And it's nothing against, Tom, it's nothing against, for everybody listening, nothing against Lexus. I like the car. It's a high-end luxury Toyota. They build a good, solid car. But when you're of that age group, and this is where everybody in the room, by the way, is agreeing with me. I don't have anybody. I'm sure I can't see Kent, but he's probably doing the same thing. There are better choices for young drivers than a Lexus.
Now, I almost got him talked into a 4Runner. And then now you guys are slamming.
I mean, really quick, let me explain.
There's nothing wrong with the 4Runner.
Nothing against that. That's my personal choice. But as far as 4Runners, when it comes to cost of ownership, resale value, all of that, Tom, honestly, you can't go wrong. There's just idiosyncrasies with that car where I personally would not own that car. But that doesn't mean it's a bad car.
Okay, cool. So, what about the one underneath that? What do they call that? The RAV4, but it's a little 2.4 little
great car.
Go kart.
Nothing wrong with the RAV4. They're a great car. Now, again, I go back to that. What vehicle do I want to be seen in? And typically, somebody in their early 20s is going to gravitate towards 4Runner versus RAV4. Again, nothing wrong with 4Runner, but it's not quite double the money, but it's a third again more money than a RAV4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I kind of think I know the reasons, but just for the general public, for a public service announcement,
yes.
Why shouldn't a kid? He's quasi-mechanic kind of a kid, so they last, and I can get parts for them. Why shouldn't it? Insurance costs? Do they lose value?
No.
Or what?
Well, as far as the Lexus goes, some of them are going to use more value than their Toyota counterpart, by the way, because it's a luxury brand. Luxury brands always do worse when it comes to depreciation than a non-luxury brand. Nothing against Lexus, but your total cost of ownership, buying parts, fixing it even yourself, but overall, fixing that vehicle and maintaining it is far more money, double than what your Toyota counterpart would be. And I'm not exaggerating when I say double, Tom.
You mean like oil changes and all that?
Everything. Uh-huh. You name it. Oil changes, brakes,
tires,
everything
brakes.
Other than tires, maybe. And even then, because of the size that that tire will be on that car, yes, even that will be more money.
So
everything on it is more money.
I may be a little biased, but what's wrong with a used Lexus RX 330 or 350 for 10 to 15 grand for someone that's younger getting into their
nothing
career?
Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. If you want to go buy used, nothing wrong with that. But again, Tom, on even that car, used versus a Toyota counterpart at that age, yes, insurance will be more. Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, so he's got a ticket to
So
boot,
all so. Of those things need to be factored in for everybody out there, no matter what your age is when it comes to buying a car. Absolutely. And all the way, by the way, Tom, going back to what Kent's talking about, even windshield replacement should be factored into this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in Colorado.
Okay. Well, maybe I should have him call you, man. I just can't. I just don't like going.
More, I'm always willing
like
to help
attitude.
People in this realm, providing there's one caveat, they'll listen.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only caveat I have. If you're going to call me, and no offense, waste my time, I want you to listen to what I'm going to give you back for advice. Because I don't charge for it, so you're literally getting my advice for free. All I ask is that you listen.
Yeah. Good luck. You got kids, don't you?
You know, I do, and for the most part, knock on wood, they do listen in this world because I think they've seen Dad make good choices throughout the years on vehicles, and knock on wood, yeah, they really all do listen to me when I tell them what to buy and not buy.
All right.
I think that, again, Tom, just because of the experience factor. So, but good question, Tom. Thank you, by the way.
All right. We might on cool. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And again, I can't, going back to you, not trying to, tell somebody to buy or not buy a vehicle. It comes down to what they are budget-wise. But typically, folks in their early 20s, unless they've inherited or made a lot of money in a whole different way than what the world typically works, you don't have the same revenue when you're in your 20s you do when you're in your 50s and 60s.
No, they don't. And they seem to make a lot more financial mistakes at that age, too, which we all have.
Okay, Kurt, we got 1 minute left. You can chime in on that as well before we go to our break.
I see it all the time in mortgages. People will go out and they'll buy a car and they'll have a $600, $800 payment while we're in the process of refinancing them or them purchasing a home.
That doesn't gel, by the way,
no,
folks.
We sit down and we tell them at the beginning, do not create any new accounts, especially with rates where they are and the price of homes and the debt-to-income ratio.
It's so slim, right?
It's tight.
It's razor.
And, you know, they'll say, well, so-and-so is doing it. Well, it could be completely different circumstances for them.
Yeah, do not look at that. Yeah. All right, Kurt Rogers again, 720-895-0500. If you need help at all when it comes to the mortgage world, please give Kurt a call. We got another full hour coming your way. Kent, you going to stay with us?
Yeah, I'll stay with you now.
All right, we'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
Still haven't had enough? Go to drive-radio.com. Email your questions and comments. Download previous programs and find lots of useful information, including your nearest Colorado Select Auto Care Center. That's drive-radio.com. Thanks for listening to Drive Radio, sponsored by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers on KLZ 560.